This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, coming up, you're going to tell us a story that you found on Facebook that you believe, but we can't say from whom it's coming.
That's right.
So we believe this is not just some random post on Facebook. It's something that has some legitimacy to it, and some people will be shocked by it.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's coming up here in moments. It has to do with government schools. That's on the way, but let's change gears here. We've been talking a lot about independence. Let's get into Johnny Ray's game of the moment, where you've been playing a game pretty, heavily for the last couple of days, Johnny Ray. You wanted to tell us about Stormbound.
Yeah, it's a mobile game. It's available for Android and iOS, and I really have very little confidence whenever I go looking for Android games.
Just because they're all crap or what?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay.
I've never had any Apple hardware, so my understanding is that the iOS marketplace is better for this kind of thing, but I don't know. I've had a lot of different Android games, and the overwhelming majority of them are forgettable.
Yeah.
They appeal to one's baser desires.
Really?
Yeah, I mean you get like a lot of violent sex and violence and cleavage.
Sex games for Android
and so forth.
Yeah, you've seen other games besides me, but go ahead.
Kate Upton is the face of Clash of Clans, I think, or Kingdom at War.
Who's that? Is that a model or something?
Yeah, yep. She's like a Sports Illustrated model.
I see.
Okay.
So I rarely go to the Google Play Store looking for games.
Because you don't expect to find anything worthwhile.
Right.
Okay.
But I was looking through it the other day, and I found this game called Stormbound, and it's a collectible card game.
You love these games.
The game that I play, 99% of my game time is spent playing Hearthstone, mm-hmm. which is a game by Blizzard. It's a
You've
collectible
been playing that for
card.
Years. Hearthstone.
I have, haven't I?
Yeah.
It's a collectible card game sort of on the Magic the Gathering model.
Right.
And
you're battling some other player
for
defeat.
It's your portrait versus their portrait.
Yep.
You start with 30 hit points and you just play minions.
Monsters or whatever.
Out in front of you in a line. And it's one dimensional. Position matters, but it's only left and right. The interactions between the cards you play are only important as far as left or right.
Okay.
But there have been some iterations on this. There was a game called Duelist that was a collectible card game, but you were playing your minions onto a two-dimensional space and like a chessboard. And that's what Stormbound is. But Stormbound is very casual. It loses some of the mechanics in your in typical card games, like your hand size. One of the tried and true ways to succeed in a card battler is to have more cards in your hand.
You have more options than the other player.
Precisely. Now, Stormbound, you always at the beginning of your turn, you've always got a full hand of cards.
Okay.
In Stormbound, you've got a 12-card deck, And whenever you play a card, basically it seems to get shuffled back into your deck. So you never run out of cards.
12-card deck, I mean, that's pretty small compared to a lot of these card games where you can have 50, 60, 100-card decks.
Yeah, and
does that make it easier to design a deck, or is there any designing going on in this game?
There's certainly designing going on, and I think it makes it easier. I have a sneaking suspicion that this is a game for stupid people.
Okay.
That this is a card game for stupid people.
What was the name of it again?
Stormbound.
It's called Stormbound.
Because it can be a little overwhelming. Like, you introduced me to this other game, which was based on the Elder Scrolls, another game series, which traditionally has been a first-person kind of hack-and-slash fantasy game. But they made a card game, battling card game, out of it to kind of compete with Hearthstone. And I played that one a little bit. I haven't played Hearthstone. But there's so many cards. You know, it's hard to, like, they want you to build this deck on your own to where, you know, you can go and then fight other players with it. But unless you're really experienced at the game, you don't know what half the cards in the game are. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a bit of an overwhelming kind of thing to try to get in there and build a 60-card deck out of a, you know, a bunch of cards you don't really know what they are. So you have to, like, spend time looking at each one and what does each of them do. And then you have to think about how those interact with the other cards in your deck. And the whole building a deck thing is almost a huge task on its own, if that's what you want to get into and not, like, use pre-built decks.
Yeah. This game.
And these other games.
Sure.
Yeah.
Stormbound has, like I say, it's played on a two-dimensional space. So the game board is it's like a checkerboard. It's a 4x5 dimensions board placed long ways between you and your opponent.
Yep.
And you begin, and you're able to play your dudes onto the first row, the row closest to you.
Okay.
And then once you play them, every turn thereafter, as long as they've survived to the next turn, they'll move forward one space.
Toward the enemy.
Yeah, and they sort of push forward a line of scrimmage, as in like football. Mm-hmm. You know, in football, you move the ball 10 yards down the field, and then the next play you
and
start
that's the
from
new
there.
Place. Yeah, okay.
Right, and your minions are slowly marching towards the other side of the board, and if they can go through, if they can reach the other side, then they will do damage to your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
He starts with 10, you start with 10.
I thought it was 12.
No, it's 10.
Okay.
And it interestingly about this game, it can go on for a long time, because if you reset the board state, so if your opponent has filled up the board, he's got an advantage over you. Mm-hmm. with
more
minions,
monsters,
yeah,
stronger
more
monsters,
and you are able to stabilize or equalize the situation between you, then you're even again. In some of these other games, there are some other things going on. Like I said before, your hand size. Maybe in a game like Hearthstone, you're able to stabilize, but you have to dump your whole hand to do it.
Mm-hmm. Then you're at a disadvantage.
Exactly. But with this game, it can just keep going and going, because if you can equalize, your hand fills up the next turn. Mm-hmm. You never run out of cards. You're always just cycling through your cards again.
Does it get dull? I mean, is it like a grind at some point, or is it always, you know, fresh, even though you're only dealing with 10 cards per side?
Well, I've been playing for 2 days only, and it hasn't gotten dull yet. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting to get back to it as we speak.
Right. Sorry to keep you from it.
No problem. Now, I read an article, another review about this game today, and this writer, he said, hey, it's a great game, but they have got a freemium model.
Right.
Where it's a free-to-play game, but he says that if you want to be able to compete, then you've got to spend money on it.
Mm. And, well, that's the way a lot of these games are, right?
Yeah,
they want you to buy the stuff.
Yeah, I haven't spent money on Hearthstone in quite a while,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that to be a situation where you can just play and get that in-game currency and build your card collection.
You can get the improved cards without having to throw down a credit card number, is what you're saying. You can just win matches and get points, and then those points you can redeem for other cards.
I wonder what's wrong with Plants vs. Zombies. That's real entertainment.
Is that a card game?
No.
Actually, Plants vs. Zombies has a card battler for your mobile device.
It does?
It does, yeah. It's been out for a year or so. I had that, but I didn't like it because it was...
I don't know what it is.
They were releasing new content that was stale.
Let's continue here. I don't even know what it is. It's Free Talk Live. You tell me. Coming up.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The 3 most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You likely buy all kinds of things online. Amazon is the largest online retailer. You can get what you need at the same great prices, and LRN gets a cut. Please do your online shopping at shop.LRN.FM.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
radio. It's my number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We can talk more about Johnny Ray's game of the moment. It is Stormbound, and you can weigh in with your thoughts. You can also bring up anything you want. Plus, Mark, you're going to share with us a Facebook post that you say was pretty shocking. We'll get to that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. And I do want to let you know how to get into mining Bitcoin. You can do it easily by going to pool.bitcoin.com. Forget about the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance that you would normally have to engage in if you were running your own Bitcoin mining operation. Instead, you can just do it easily by investing over at pool.bitcoin.com like Mark and I have done. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and their website's super easy to use and allows you to easily calculate what you could make based on what you use to invest over at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to
Ian's
your calls.
On. What's that? Ian's on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yes. I wanted to say a few, just two more things about this game. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful game. It's very, the art style is understated, but you can tell that it's got very high production value.
Lovingly crafted.
Mm-hmm. Well put.
Okay.
It is a player versus player game.
So is there no computer to practice against?
There is, okay. And there is a short campaign to play.
Got it.
But if like me, I now have what is essentially an unlimited data plan. I get sort of I get 4G for, you know, for a certain amount of data, and then I get bumped down to a slower speed.
Right.
But I don't ever, they never cut me off.
Have you ever been bumped down? Have you ever noticed that happen?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
But if before when I had
a card game shouldn't use a lot of data anyway, so I don't think you have to worry about it.
You've got something there. Yeah. But I had Hearthstone on my phone, and I removed it because it did have. If I wanted to play against somebody, then I had to use some data. And but now that I have a new situation, I'm able to play these games again. But cool. I did want to say it is a player versus player game. So if you're in a situation where data is an issue, then might not be the game for you.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of player versus player, but for whatever reason, I just never get to that part. Like with the card game that I was playing with the Legends of whatever, Elder Scrolls. I went through the campaign and then I just stopped there. I didn't actually bother getting into the player versus player. Is there a lot of, like, are most of them pretty responsive, or is there a lot of players that'll just sit there and, you know, take their sweet time, and like I probably would if I were in a player versus player.
If it's not happening pretty quick, I'm going to be looking at something else, and then I'm not going to see that they've moved and. Yeah,
and then it's your turn, but your time runs out. Or
right.
Does that happen a lot? Or everybody pretty good at playing these games?
Well, every one of these games that I've played does have some kind of time limit.
Right.
Stormbound has a pretty short time limit relative to the other games I've played. But people will, if you want to be an a-hole, you can figure out some way to be an a-hole and. And in, like, for example,
like
in Hearthstone, people will wait until the very last moment. If they don't like you for whatever reason,
and
they will
play.
Yeah, they'll make their turns last as long as possible.
Let's go. So the game again, Stormbound. You say it is available on Android, also iOS.
Yes.
Okay. So check that out if that sounds interesting to you. Let's go to Johnny. He's on the line in Auburn, New York, listening to WAUB. Go ahead, Johnny. Hello. Johnny.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Yes, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, okay. Listen, I talked last night, and I had a wonderful time, but you were right. I was all over the place, and I do apologize, sir.
No worries. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, tonight, first of all, I wanted to do two things. I wanted to say that you were talking about crazy people driving yesterday, and I got to thinking about that. And the last thing you said to me was, when we hung up, you said, Now, there's no requirement for sanity on this program, which implied that I was insane. So I thought, I took it as you called me insane and I couldn't sleep last night. So I'm going to call that guy back. He said I could. I'm going to call him back. I'm excited.
Well, that's completely sane. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood. And yesterday I wanted to hit on that because I never really finished my points of interest. You were talking about people with disabilities. They should have their own job because they can't get fired. And I said yesterday, and one guy called from North Carolina, Mark was his name, and he said, that guy had 14 jobs, he got four in the last hour. I added how many jobs I got. I have 112 businesses. I've created a successful model. I'm an assessor. I assess a problem. I implement it. And I can't, I'm very bad socially. I have a hard time talking on the phone, as you can see, but I'm very intelligent. So this is what I'm trying to say. I'm encouraging people who have disabilities, because I wrote a book on autism. And I'll be the number one seller for that company probably within 18 months. It's called The Autistic Holocaust. And I would encourage you to Google that or just look. Don't even buy the book. But if you do, half that money goes to the Ejon Gala Center. They're the only one.
Okay, so we're not here to have people call and plug their businesses and books. So what's the point of your call?
I'm not even calling for that. The point of my call is I want to pick up on the disabilities and help people. I'm encouraging people to start their own business because I've done it successfully and I have people that work for me. I live on 3% of my income, and God just blesses me richly in everything I do. So I don't do anything that's not kind or true or necessary. None of that.
Well, that's wonderful. None and I think that people should start their own businesses.
It affords a great deal of freedom.
It's if you can. Yeah, I mean, if.
Oh, and it's freedom. You know what freedom is? True freedom. And you say, why am I living in Auburn? I'll tell you why I live in Auburn. Because for me to move to Keene, New Hampshire, is kind of like me going ice fishing, urinating my pants to keep warm. It sounds good at first, but after a while, it's a disaster. I got everything I need here. I got you.
Well, we didn't ask you to move to Keene, so it's okay.
we
only want libertarians moving to Keene. I don't know if you're a libertarian.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I am a libertarian. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
I'm a theologian. Let me just slow down.
A libertarian and a theologian? What is a theologian?
That's an expert on religions.
Okay.
So I'm an expert on all religions that exist.
All of them?
All of them, sir.
That's pretty impressive.
I've got a PhD doctorate in several disciplines. I'm very intelligent. But it's so hard being this smart. It must be.
I mean, having to tell everybody all the time how smart you are. Man, that's a burden. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, if it's not self-evident, you've got to tell everybody, apparently.
Mark, which Japanese automaker is named after a Persian and I think Zoroastrian god?
The automaker? Is this a brand or
a brand.
Model? Okay.
Is it sold in the U.S.?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Honda. I'm going to say Mazda.
Mazda, correct. Ahura Mazda.
All right.
I don't know if that's true.
Mark is a resident theologian.
Took me a second to write.
Yeah, but you're smarter than him, Johnny Ray. Will's saying something in the background. Will Coley preparing for his show, The Call to Freedom, which, by the way, reminds me there's new good news, actually, about the fundraiser that we put together. We can share that coming up with you here in moments. We have reached the goal, and there's now a new goal. So we'll tell you about that, which you can learn more over at freekeen.com. But also on the way, Mark, you've got a Facebook post that is an outrageous post, a story that we believe is a true one because it's coming from somebody who's close to the show, but we can't say who it is.
It's true. And I'm a super genius.
All right, there's more coming up here. In moments, it's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want coming up. Mark, you're going to share with us an outrageous story from somebody who shared that with us on Facebook that wants to remain nameless, but we'll get into that coming up here in moments. First, let's go to the phones, to the fun. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I heard this show called Alternative Radio, and it's on the Progressive University station called the KNE. Here, but what I want to say was that it was a whole hour of a socialist at a socialist convention talking about the Bolshevik revolution.
Okay.
So, you know, my whole point is...
Sounds awful.
The thing is that, like I said, it's a communist radio station.
So you're a college station?
It's a college station.
Interesting.
And then during the morning...
Because, you know, college students don't know anything about the real world, so of course they believe in socialism.
Well, the thing is, it was the same... Well, that's where they have the NPR. The only NPR news...
And you also don't know anything about the real world because you've never actually, like, had a job or done anything meaningful as far as work, right?
Well, the thing is, you know, I know that disability is part of the communist program, and I think that's the reason why I am a communist, because they take care of the handicapped people, and disability is like making everybody the same, making everybody equal, sharing.
Have you ever heard of the VA hospitals?
Yes.
Do you know what they are?
Yeah.
It's like socialism.
Right. Well, everything about the military is like communism, and then they go out and fight communists. Everything that you get is socialistic.
Do you understand the military doesn't create anything of value, though? It has to get its money and its funding from outside. And that's what I think the best critique of socialism is the Margaret Thatcher quote, which is, socialism's great, but sooner or later you run out of other people's money.
Right. I brought up the hospitals because they are an example of what it's like when the government doles out things like health care. That's why you see these military members, former military, being treated like garbage at many of these hospitals. They are frightened to death of going and seeing these doctors, some of them believing that the doctors are actually trying to kill them rather than trying to help them. There are lines that take forever for people to actually get seen and have their problems dealt with, if they're even dealt with in an acceptable manner that doesn't endanger that person's lives or that person's life. Let alone the some of the hospitals themselves just being absolutely filthy and in terrible shape. This is the kind of thing you want for everybody, right?
Well, how come we're holding on to Obamacare, though?
I'm not holding on to anything.
Obamacare is a forced mandate to purchase health care. So I wouldn't call it socialist.
Purchase insurance.
It's more fascistic than anything.
Are you a fascist, too?
Well, you know, Rush Limbaugh always has called them a communist. He used to go to communist party meetings, and Obamacare is a communist health care system.
No, it's not. No, a communist healthcare system would be more like a single-payer system where the government is the only agency from which you can receive health services from. That's not what Obamacare does.
Obamacare is where the government forces you to buy something from a private seller.
Right, that's fascism, isn't it?
Let's use a single-payer as an example here, Sarah. If you want to get, in the case of Obamacare, if you want to get free health care in this country, you basically have to make too little, which too little money to sort of have to pay for your own.
Like Sarah.
Yeah, like Sarah.
Like myself. Yeah, that's right. I'm on Medicaid or Medicare, right?
You're on everything.
You had health care before this came along. This is for the sort of the gappers, as it were. But that it really disincentivizes labor. So, for instance, if I'm one of those people who's in the middle, I don't want to make more money and then move to the point where I have to pay for my own insurance. I just want to continue to make the same amount of money. So I'm not going to work harder and try to achieve more and all those other things. See, wealth is an indication, at least, that you've done something inside the marketplace. There's other ways to achieve, but, you know, marketplace and making money, it's an indication of success. And don't we want success, Sarah?
Well, you know, the thing is, I think that all this thing is to protect the workers, as far as I'm concerned. It's like, you're right. If you work yourself to death, you don't get, you get,
so you like the maxim, you like the communist maxim, he who doesn't work doesn't eat, right? You like that?
Well, I eat. I don't have a job. I just call on the radio show and,
that's a communist maxim?
I believe so.
I think I am working because I'm teaching people about communism, because disability and Social Security is communism.
You don't even really seem to know what communism is. I mean, can you define communism? Because you thought Obamacare was communistic, and it's not.
Well, then how come Rush Limbaugh has always called him a communist? It's a socialist.
Why would you believe
system.
Rush Limbaugh?
Well,
is Rush Limbaugh the arbiter of all things that are communist? Do you think Rush Limbaugh is an expert on communism?
Well, then how come he has a show for 3 hours, prime time?
Anybody can get a show on radio. If you've got enough money, you can go. You can have your own show on the radio, too.
Well, the thing is that the fact is that...
What is communism? What is it?
Well, it's a sickle and hammer. It's to, you know...
That's the logo.
The workers. Like, I supported the 6-day pay leave. That's very communist.
You're talking about issues that some communist people have taken up, but what is communism?
Well, communism is making everybody equal. People that get Social Security disability.
Do you think that you can really do that? That people can be made equal? Do you think that that's really something that you can do?
Is to share the wealth amongst equally.
Well, now, wait a minute. Isn't sharing something that's done voluntarily?
Well, you know, in a communist system, it is done voluntarily.
When has that ever been the case?
Then what do they need guns for?
Well, you know what? Look, I'm supporting sick day pay leave. Did I shoot anybody? Did I stab anybody?
No, that's true. You have not.
Okay?
You have not.
It was lobby. Was to help the workers.
But in order to get people to give their money to other people, distribute it evenly or fairly or whatever you would call it, amongst all people, you're going to have to use force. Somebody, maybe not you, but your men with guns and women with guns will have to use force to force the reticent people, those who don't want to go along with your plan because they don't agree with it. Maybe they want to keep the money they earned and decide for themselves how to give it away.
Some people like to work for 7 days a week.
Sure.
And
12 hours a day, 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's up to them, but why do they make it seem like that's the way that everybody else has to work?
But it's not up to them. If you create a rule, if you create a law that says that there's only 40 hours in the work week or 4 days or 5 days or whatever, six, then those other companies will have to enforce that rule on people that want to work more, and they won't be able to work 7 days. So you're stopping them from having that freedom.
Well, the thing is, one thing about the radio, the show that I listened to, there was a lot of people killed on both sides. The Tsar had killed the people when they were not successful. But you're right, it was a lot of people murdered, having a revolution.
That's what happens. And when you try to force your way on people and they don't like it, then they refuse to obey, and then people have to pull out guns. Stop using violence. Stop using force. Stop trying to press your opinion on other people. And thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. An outrageous story about a government school. Mark, you're going to share that with us coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. It is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the Crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the Crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you dial now, you can join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And you can AMP the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. And we'll take that $5 in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing new internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, as well as Johnny Ray's favorite games. So go to the AMP page, and you can get signed up there with a credit card, PayPal, Bitcoin. It's your choice. You get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, which may or may not be where the story is coming from, Mark, that you're going to share with us from somebody who did not want to be revealed. So,
right.
Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. We'll get to the story here in a moment. Timothy's in Virginia Beach. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Timothy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
How are you? Hey, listen, I was calling about the disability benefits and everything.
Yeah.
Try to make it brief. Long story short, I worked all my life, a lot of long-term jobs. I never had any problems. I got hurt on the job. My back gave out on me. Basically, in a nutshell, I get the same disability benefits as the guy who drank and drugged himself into a basket case.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Sure. So what's the incentive to succeed in life if all you get is the same as what they give to somebody else who's a total loser?
Right. None. That's
well, besides the personal success of, you know, whatever comes from that. But, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't want to use the word unfair. It gets thrown around too much. But it just don't seem right to me that I don't even have a doctor because no one takes the insurance.
The government
insurance. I lost
insurance.
The Medicaid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors quit accepting. I don't want to name insurance people, but they were under the government handout, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, a lot of doctors won't take the government programs because they don't want to deal with the paperwork. They don't want to, you know, deal with the hassles. They'd rather be cash doctors. We're starting to see a movement towards that. I think that's a good thing, ultimately.
You paid your whole life so that people who, you know, were using the system, whether they're using it properly or improperly, you paid your whole life for it, and then when the time comes for you to use it, it doesn't work for you. And then what can you do? Like, you know, there's not much anybody can do, you know?
No, I'm on this merry-go-round. It just, I can't get off of it. I can't even, like, rent an apartment. That you're not allowed to have but $2,000 in your bank account. If you have more, they take it away. Serious.
What? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yep, you're only allowed to have $2,000.
If you're on the disability program?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So basically you're a total serf. You know, totally owned by the state.
Forced into this position. And listen, man, I live in a tent. I've been this way since I got on the disability. I was told over and over and time again that when you get your stuff from the government, all your disability and everything, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, this is what it looks like, the government taking care of you. I mean, just as an example for our last caller, here you go. Not that Sarah's listening, because she only ever listens when she's on hold. But an example for anybody out there who calls themselves a communist and believes that the government's going to take care of people. Here's a guy who worked hard, ended up on disability, and now he's living in a tent. Timothy, thanks for the call. I appreciate you sharing your story tonight.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that's what plucked my nerve when she said that. Oh, wow. You know, I had to disagree with that.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the expertise tonight. Thank you, dude. Yeah, so there's an example. Man living in a tent because he's on disability because
his nerves plucked.
He can't have more than $2,000 in a bank account at any time. You cannot get ahead. It's against the rules.
There was a time I was a junior manager for a janitorial company, and I was looking to hire people. And in this industry, mentally disabled people can be the cream of the crop, the best employees you will ever have, because they take more pride in their work than, you know, quote unquote normal people.
They don't mind scrubbing a toilet.
No, not a bit. But there was a young man that I had hired, and I would have loved to have this guy take over several accounts, but he couldn't do it because he was on disability, and they only allowed him to work a certain number of hours per week.
So he was able physically to do the job, but could not because of the government's restrictions.
Right.
Pathetic.
Yeah. No. That's how it is. They cannot let you get, like, it makes sense. You don't want to give a bunch of free money to people who have a bunch of money, but at the same time, you can't achieve when you're getting these programs that are intended to help people that are poor get ahead. It just doesn't make any sense.
So what happened with this Facebook post?
Well, it's a Facebook post here, and it says, talking about what happened with a friend's daughter, my friend's daughter at school. Things like this make me rethink having my kids in public school. My friend's daughter and two other friends, one of whom happens to be black, were making little origami birds and claws. My friend's daughter drew a little face on one of them and stuck it on the end of a pencil. The teacher saw it, and immediately the internal social justice alarm started blaring. She had to act fast. They were sent to the principal's office, where each girl was questioned. And then the office, with two guidance counselors, the principal, vice principal, the teacher, proceeded to abuse their power towards these girls to the first degree. You see, the pencil topper looked like a hate symbol. It resembled the hood of a KKK member. Symbols of hate will not be tolerated in our school. So did you ever make these sort of origami things where, like, you...
I remember being aware of origami, but they always seemed very complicated.
Well, these were the easiest. Make the claws was just these little... They look like KKK hoods, honestly.
But aren't those hoods used for other things that aren't KKK?
What do you mean?
I saw something recently where the what looked like KKK hoods were like some
Spanish Catholic ministers.
Yeah, something
preachers.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that generally here in the United States, when you see something that looks like a KKK hood.
But one of them was being made by a black student?
Yeah. I think this was just, they were making
claws.
The claws. Okay. And you have to know about this. They basically make these little cones that you stick on your fingers.
Sure.
And you
kids
make
love
little,
that crap.
Yeah, that's neat.
So what happened?
Claws. The girls were asked if they knew about the KKK and what it stood for. My friend's daughter knew that it was a racist group, but the other two girls, including the black girl, didn't know. One of the authoritarians asked if she wanted to know. The black girl said, not really. The authoritarian then proceeded to tell her anyway, wanting to protect her friend. My friend's daughter tried to stop them. When questioned separately, none of the girls had a clue that the origami bird represented in a KKK uniform hood. One of the girls was asked if she could see how this object would hurt someone. She said, I don't know.
No.
It has corners, so maybe it could jab somebody, I guess.
Wow.
All these girls were crying. My friend's daughter was having a panic attack.
How old were these kids? Elementary?
These kids. These young girls.
Okay.
They don't say. Exactly. Elementary is the impression I get.
Okay.
All three girls were crying, and my friend's daughter was having a panic attack. And my friend said that the girls were ultimately not punished other than being interrogated severely.
Sure.
And it was
that's a misunderstanding. Scary
experience. But most likely because they knew that it was a stupid thing in the first place and that they didn't want to draw any more attention to something so asinine. They told these girls that they need to be sensitive to how these things can be interpreted from other people's perspective. So, I mean, how are people who don't know what a KKK hood
supposed to be sensitive.
Supposed to be sensitive that they might be making something that could be construed as a KKK hood. And should we now, be careful of all white sheets? I mean, exactly what is the problem and how much do we have to dance around things like this? I don't know. I mean, it just seems maybe the teacher should have just swallowed it and let these girls play with whatever they're playing with. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like a real teaching moment as far as, you know, they weren't interested in knowing what the KKK was. They didn't know what it was.
Right.
What do they really need to know? I mean, it's just a hate group that's pretty much out of style.
Really important that you know, though. There's history involved here.
I think that the lesson here is that, as the person who wrote this pointed out, it's time to reconsider keeping your kids in government school. Because this is just the beginning. I mean, it's going to get worse from here on out.
I don't think everybody's going to deal with the worst of government school, but it's something that you're exposed to. It could very well happen.
I say get your kids out of the government schools as soon as you possibly can. Get them away from this nonsense. And we're out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. Check out the good news over at freekeen.com about our matching fundraiser for Will Coley's mosque. We'll see you tomorrow.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.